ओम शांति। बाप दादा इज गिविंग अस नॉलेज एंड मेकिंग अस प्रैक्टिस योगा एंड इनकल्केशन ऑफ डिवाइन वर्च्यूज सो दैट वी आर रेडी for all the coming times. Even when the examinations they approach, the students get themselves ready for the papers. Baba has said us, He has told us that these will be the papers which will be coming before you. So accordingly, get ready, get prepared to handle the papers successfully. I hope you all are having ideas what type of papers they come before us and how to make ourselves ready to face the papers. What are those papers? Very simple. Yes. Natural calamities. One. Yes. What else? That is one. All weaknesses. Our own weaknesses, right? What else? Yes. Some souls who may be having the accounts to settle. Okay. Well. Yes, further. What else? These are all right. First, there are different type, macro papers and micro papers. First are quite visible type of papers. Baba has said that the situation may come when the basic necessity of life, they may not be met. For example, the food, water, medicines, etc. The water may be there, but if suppose the water is poisoned, it is undrinkable. The food may be there, but may not be of any use. Because when we are talking of disasters, though there are number of disasters, but broadly they are divided into two parts. One is disasters brought by nature, the five elements of nature. And these five elements of nature, we know all the five, the disasters in the form of earthquake, floods, famine, then what else? Too much heat, cold wave, heat wave, etc. Yes. So these are one type of disasters that what we term as the natural calamities. And the other one may be the human-induced calamities. And these are some of the papers what we are referring. In good number of countries, almost everywhere in the world now, these terrorist activities, they are increasing. Antisocial activities And so it is quite possible that on a large scale, the basic necessities may be affected. The water, drinkable water, food, etc. So, human-induced calamities. Today we are going to discuss among us how to face these calamities successfully, though we very well know that they are for the betterment of the world, as Baba has said today and also in the Murli, for the transformation of the world. Because when the new world comes, golden age, the heaven, and everything new is required. Today Baba has said that very big palaces will be there, one equivalent to Delhi. Just imagine how much land will be required and how much or the scientific advancement, so that in such a big place, going from one place to other place also become easy. So likewise, but before that, we all have to pass through a phase which is likely to shake ourselves, the whole world, even the foundation of the Brahmins, if the foundation is not very strong. So what is required is to know clearly what are different type of papers, how they are going to come, and how to face it. Very rightly said by... So this is a macro paper first. The shortage of the basic things of life. Second paper is the five vices. Lust, anger, greed, ego, attachment, etc. The third one is subtle sanskars. Subtle things which we may think, oh, I have already conquered this particular vice, my weakness, but that may be prevailing in the soul, and when the time comes, it may erupt out. So for that one also we have to be ready. The fourth type is this five elements of nature, which we are going to discuss in detail today. And the another one, the last one, is the souls, bodiless souls, as said, they may be wandering, sometimes due to untimely death or sometimes due to karmic account, they may settle their accounts with some of the souls. So better to face that one with inner powers. Okay, so Baba has said that be ready for all this. Why? Because it is said that in India it is said ant mate so gati, means at the time of last time when the soul is leaving the body, so whatever thoughts are going on in my mind, accordingly my next birth will be there. So we all are practicing for that very moment when we leave our body and go, leaving this body, and that is the karmatit stage for the end. Our all Pursharat is for that very moment, the last moment. So for that Purusharth, Baba has said, he is daily giving us knowledge in different forms. Daily in the new and new way, Baba is giving us the knowledge. So for facing these five basic elements, calamities, other things are, I think, quite easy. Easy in the sense, Baba says in the Murli, that how to inculcate virtues, how to practice yoga, then Murli gives us all the answers. But how to face these natural calamities, five basic elements, that calamity, because suddenly the calamity falls and within no time hundreds of thousands of souls, they leave the body. And the whole environment becomes like that, that it is a very difficult, different type of environment. I had the opportunity to go some of the places where the earthquakes or suddenly the flood came, and within no times thousands of souls leaves the body. So when the souls leave the body, the whole environment changes completely. And in that environment, even if you want to do the yoga practice, it is little very difficult, because that type of environment overpowers even the spiritual empowerment, maybe for some time. So these natural calamities, for that one we have to be ready. Okay, how to face? Because Baba says that we have to purify these five elements also. How to purify these elements? Because when these elements are there, and if we have to purify them, then there must be some way, because the elements, they are not as live as we people, we souls. So how to contact, how to communicate with these elements? Because once the soul is having the maximum connection with the body, which is made of five elements, and right from the day one, even before that one, when the soul comes in the womb, there the connection of the soul starts with the body. And once this connection starts, till the last day, till the day of death, the soul remains in the body. So how to purify these elements, these our body elements, as well as the external elements? I had the opportunity to be with Brahma Baba for about 6-7 years. I came in this knowledge in 1963, and till 69, when the Baba left the body, I had the opportunity to see him from very close angle also. And I had a good fortune that when Baba left the body on 18th January 69, I was here in Madhuban. 2 days before, Baba called me, and on 17th and 18th January I was here. So I had the opportunity to see Baba's Karmatita stage, the complete stage. And that Karmatita stage teaches us so many things. Baba left the body on 18th January 69, and he was buried and he was consumed to the flames on 21st January, means about some 70 hours after he left the body. But Baba has made, purified these elements up to the extent that though no injection was given, because Abu is an isolated place, at that time also our headquarter was very small, no office was there. So at that time, there was no bad smell, no, you see, even the flexibility in the whole body was there. There was no stiffness. Otherwise, usually what happens once the soul leaves the body becomes stiff. But even at that time, his body was so enlightened, bright, shining, his face was shining. And it was looking as Baba is sleeping, and just Baba will get up and as usual he will say, "Oh my dear children," Baba used to do whenever we used to go before him, "Oh come on my children, dear children, sweet children," as Baba says in the Murli, and we all will go in his arms. So his face was still so much shining, and complete flexibility in the body was there. No bad smell, nothing. Without applying any chemical, any medicine, nothing. So this was the moment actually which has impressed me and which gives so many suggestions to practice that what I am going to share with you today. Because these five elements of nature, they make our body. So we have to make friendship with these elements, because when we want that, when we leave the body, it should not be all of a sudden. I must know that when I am going to leave the body, my stage should be so high. And if the stage is so high, so that mentally I am prepared and I leave the body as per my wish. Not all of a sudden. As you might have heard Brahma Baba, though Baba says, Baba went. But in the last Murli, 18th January, in the evening, when Baba was giving the class, and after that Baba went out of the class and said, "Okay, Baba takes leave from you. Baba is going." And just Baba went, and then inside the room, then Dadi's hand was there, and Baba just transferred all the powers and spiritual energy to Dadiji, and then he left the body. So this is only so that I am mentally ready, I am going. And how it will take place? Because if I am having some idea, "Oh, now my last time is coming," and I become mentally ready. So holistic approach toward disaster management means one of the aspects that whatever external disaster falls, whether in the form of earthquake or flood or famine or atomic war, atomic weapons falling, or chemical disasters, or the human-made disasters, whatever it is, but ultimately the effect is the mental disaster. Because whatever disaster is there, it changes the whole situation, our lifestyle, completely. And within no time, everything goes. And then it affects the mind. So we have to be careful that mental disaster is not there. Though the external disasters will be there, but mentally I have to be so powerful so that it does not percolate deep inside the mind. And for that one, I have to make my mind very strong. So making mind strong means how to know it. So I am making my mind strong, there are different aspects, and three major aspects of that one is, first is the quantity of thoughts, because we all know, I presume, that you know mind is nothing but the thinking faculty, isn't it? Broadly. So quantity of thoughts, because whenever some situation changes, some challenging situation comes in life, the first thing is the thoughts increase. On an average, you may be knowing that how many thoughts come to our mind. On an average, about some every 2 seconds, one thought comes. Roughly some 25-30 thoughts come to our mind on an average. But whenever some challenging situation is there, some stress is there, so number of thoughts increase immediately. It may go to 40, 50 or like that. So that just gives us indication that I am not in my normal mental situation. So the quantity of thoughts. Then the second aspect is the quality of thoughts. So usually the quantity is inversely proportional to quality. And if I want to reduce the quantity of my thoughts to come back to the normal situation, then I have to enhance the quality of my thoughts. Once the quality of the thoughts increases, they are enhanced, then the quantity of thought will come down. And that what we are doing in the meditation. We are trying to enhance the quality of thoughts. And the third thing is the direction of thoughts. So the quantity of thoughts, the quality of thoughts, and direction of thoughts. In normal situation, our thoughts, they go in all directions, sometimes pertaining to our families, professions, sports, entertainment, or whatever different type of thoughts are there. But if I am able to channelize my thought, to concentrate my thought in a particular direction, then it can work wonders, miracles can be there. I don't know if in your childhood you have performed the experiment. Here in India it is very popular that a convex lens is put before the sun and sun rays, then sun rays they converge on a very simple one. And so though the sun is there, the normal heat is there, but once a convex lens is put and it converges, the rays then we are having that burning feeling. If the paper is put, it will start burning like that. Similarly, if by any technique I am able to converge my thoughts towards a particular direction, particular point, particular theme, then definitely we can do wonders, because this is the key to success. It is said that everything is generated twice, first in the mind and then on the actual field. War is first born in mind and then on the battlefront. Similarly, everything is first generated in the mind. So if the mental concentration is there, then we can face any situation, and that what is required at the time of disasters, when the transformation is there. So because external, as I was telling you, external disasters ultimately come to the mind and change the complete mental situation, and we are not able to face the situation, and accordingly one gets disturbed. Stressful situation comes. So, in the meditation, actually, we are enhancing the quality, we are trying to channelize our thoughts, and when the thoughts are channelized, then at that time, we can make ourselves powerful, and not only ourselves, but we can divert our mental energy towards some particular souls, towards some particular place, so that the situation there also can be empowered, it can be changed, but we must know how to channelize our energy in that particular direction, towards that particular field, particular souls, like that. And Brahma Baba was regularly doing this one. Number of times, whenever I used to come to Abu, I used to be with Baba. And I have seen that earlier when we were coming to Mount Abu, Baba used to call us, yes, what are the services you are doing? And how you are doing the service? Now you do this one. Baba used to give number of suggestions. But later on, as Baba was approaching towards his Karmatit stage, final stage, we found that we used to come to Baba. Baba used to be physically there. Yes, Baba is sitting in the hut, in his room. But we used to come to Baba and used to call Baba, Baba. And suddenly, Baba used to, he used to get shaken and, "Hello, dear child, are you speaking something? Do you want to talk to me?" Means physically Baba used to be here in the body, but mentally Baba used to be away from the body. And when we used to call him, then Baba suddenly used to get a sort of jerk and then coming to the body, "Yes, what you want to talk?" This is a stage through which we can see that am I also moving towards the Karmatit side? Physically, I may be here performing my duties, but mentally in communion with the Supreme. But usually our experience is that even when the meditation starts, yoga starts, it gets some time to go, to be away from the body. Whether it takes time to go away from the body or coming to the body. What is your experience? Which is easy? Because we all are. Now we have to check and make ourselves practice like that, so that, you see, we are most of the time away and then come back to the body with an effort. That should become our natural one, and coming to the body should be with the effort. Presently it is vice versa, reverse one. So this I saw in Baba, and when Baba was moving towards the Karmatit stage, then what else I saw? That earlier Baba used to listen whatever we used to say. Yes, what else, what else? But as he was moving towards the Karmatit stage, Baba used to tell, "Okay, within 1 minute or 2 minute you tell." And Baba used to understand the whole situation within 1-2 minute, whatever we used to tell. And one maximum thing, our pota mail, our account, we used to take to Baba, and Baba will see, very big account, but he will point out only at that place where some corrections was required to be there. Always. So this is a sign that we are moving towards the Karmatit stage. This we have seen with Dadis, and even sometimes it happens to us also. So automatically, so that more time is available for meditation and our other practices for purifying the souls. I also realized that Baba, last day I will tell you one of the experience, that on 18th January morning Baba came to the class. At that time only the history hall was there. And in history hall there are three sandhis, three places where the people we sit. And one side Baba used to sit, other side Mama used to sit, and the middle one, the children who used to come, they used to sit giving their experiences, why for they have come. And before they used to leave Madhuban, at that time they used to give their experiences, what they have achieved during the last 6-7 days or so. So on 18th January, Baba came in class, morning class, and as usual, Baba started yoga and the song was there and Baba was giving drishti. Baba was quite old, 93 years at that time in 1969. So then Baba used to have some cough. So Baba used to clear his cough. Then we used to get ready with our diary and pen, and then Baba used to give the murli. But on that very day, 18th January, Baba, number of times Baba tried to give the murli, to speak something, but as it seems that on that day Shiv Baba, who was there, so Shiv Baba was just guiding him to give only the power, the meditation practice, and that whole time, number of times Baba used to get ready but then did not speak. And that, as Dadis told, that was probably the first time or maybe the last time also, because it was the last day, that Baba did not give any murli and only just energized the souls by through drishti. Everywhere, each and every soul, Baba gave the drishti, and Dadi was sitting in the front one row, and after that Baba's drishti used to come to Dadi, used to be there for a little longer period, and then again Baba was giving drishti for about some 45 minutes. Baba gave drishti to all, and then in the end Baba got up. Okay, achha, meethe meethe bachchon ko yaad pyar, good morning. But just as usual, Baba went out. It was 18th morning. Whole day Baba performed the normal duties, and then the 18th evening came. And in the 18th evening, Baba, usually our night class is there at 9 o'clock. But that day, at about 8 o'clock, Baba called one brother, Jamuna Prasad Bhai, and Baba told him that Baba will give the class now itself after 15 minutes or so. So inform everybody. So around, he went out, there used to be one bell, ringing just like in the schools at that time. And then he knocked it and everybody came and asked, and he informed everybody, now Baba will take class and please all of you come. So less number of people used to be there in Madhuban at that time, not much parties also. So everybody accumulated, assembled there in meditation hall, and after some time Baba came around 8:30 in the night. And then Baba performed the murli, the last one. And as I was telling you, Baba used to have some problem of cough. But that day, 18th January, if you listen the murli in audio cassette and or other cassettes, So not a single time Baba had any problem for about some more than half an hour the Murli was there. Which shows that when one attains the karmatit stage, all of his karmic accounts are settled and the meditation that empowers the soul so much that it settles all the account and then it overpowers, it has the victory over all the weaknesses. And on 18 January Baba had this Murli. I was listening just like you. I was sitting before the Baba and suddenly one thought came to my mind, oh, how nice it will be if Baba says something personal to me. Nowadays also when a Vyakt Bab Dada comes, those who have come earlier also and met Baba, though Baba gives the Murli, but we are always having a feeling if I get a chance to go on the stage and have a drishti, isn't it? So at that time also when Sakar Brahma Baba was there, we used to have feeling, oh, how nice it will be if I come in the lap of Baba, because Baba used to take us in the arm and Baba give us some toli or some, if Baba speaks some words about me personally. So at that time, I had this feeling. You see, the soul which is near karmatit stage, that soul, since Ichha Matram Avidya in Hindi says, means soul without having any thoughts, his own thoughts, any ambitions, anything, immediately that soul will get the vibration of other souls and immediately the soul will fulfill those things. Because Baba says, in the end, number of souls will be coming to you, people will be coming to you with different wishes. Somebody will come with the feeling to get the peace, another one will be coming to have the happiness, some power, spiritual power. So once we know why for the person has come, how we will be able to fulfill that his desires. So that day I realized, as soon as the thought came to my mind, immediately the Baba must have caught it, and then Baba said a few lines about me. Oh, see, this child is there, Mohan, my body name is Mohan. And then Baba said number of things which guides me throughout my life. And so this is how this happens. When I inquired later on from our senior Dadis, then Dadi said that, you see, as if the water is there, there are no ripples, no waves in the water, one can see one's face in the water. But if suppose you throw a stone or some ripples are there, waves are there, then the distorted picture will come. Similarly, if I am having so much control over the mind, so that there are no thoughts over it, then we can catch others' thought very easily and accordingly we can fulfill those thoughts. That is in India what is known as Ichha Matram Avidya. Ichha ki bhi avidya ho jai means I don't have my own desires, my own ambitions, my own thoughts. And then I can read easily the other's mind and accordingly fulfill. So we have also to check these things, as we all have to become karmatit. So we also have to check this thing in our life, that how much I am myself becoming ambitionless gradually. So that day I realized that thing. Then when I came before that one, on 17th January I came, because I was serving in a far corner of India, Assam, and I came and reached here on 17th January. So on 17th and 18th January I went Baba's lap. Baba used to take us in his lap and, hello child, how are you? And that though I have met number of times from since 1963, but when Baba has attained the Karmatit stage, at that time Baba's drishti was so much powerful, vibrations were so much powerful, that as soon as Baba gave me drishti, immediately I became bodiless. Immediately. I did not have any feeling of this corporeal body. And Baba took me in the lap, and it was difficult for me to come to the body, as I have been telling you. But that was due to the power of Baba, not due to my Pursharat, because I was in the lap of Baba, Baba's vibrations, Baba's power, that was empowering me. And then Baba used to tell, okay, just to bring us back in the body. And then, like that. So this stage we all have to acquire before we become Karmatit, so that in the end, when the people come, there will be environment of peacelessness, unhappy people will be there and all. At that time, they will come to us with different desires. And my vibrations, my drishti will have to be so much powerful so that I can fulfill their desires. Then only these souls, in Dwapar Yug, they will make our temple, as Baba says, and then once their desire is fulfilled here, then from Dwapar Yug onwards, Copper Age onwards, then these pictures, etc. in the temple, they will be fulfilling their desires. Anyhow, main thing is that we have to achieve this Karmatit stage. So, likewise, I realized so many things during those 2 days Karmatit, when Baba was Karmatit stage. That Baba caught, and that day also, when I, number of times, 4 or 5 times, I went to Baba, I will ask this thing. I was alone in Assam, where I was posted. I am basically by profession an engineer, and I was posted there. At that time I was quite young, 20, 21 years or so. And Baba, that I will inquire this thing. But as soon as I used to go to Baba, Baba will give me a drishti just for a few seconds and say, oh, you have come for this one. Okay, do like this. Means Baba used to tell the question also what I was going to ask and then give the solution. Not only once. 4 or 5 times it happens. So this is also an indication of the Karmatit stage. That when we, because when I am so much purified, then all the others vibrations I will be able to catch and accordingly fulfill their desires. Well, then that day Baba said, okay. But just one step Baba went, again Baba turned, and again Baba started giving drishti to everybody. Then after some time Baba again moved out, and again Baba stopped, again turned back. That day, as Baba was having the feeling, let me give all the spiritual energy, whatever I am having, and that day everybody was enjoying taking drishti from Baba, because it was a very, very rare occasion that Baba is giving drishti for so much long time. After 4 or 5 times Baba turned back and then bade goodbye, and then Baba went out and then went towards his room, and we all know after that, then Baba left his body. So what I was telling you, that when Baba left his body on 18th January night, evening, and 19th the whole day, night, 20th the whole day, night, 21st also in the evening hours, Baba's body was consumed to flame. But till that time, everything was normal. So how it could be, how he has conquered these five elements of nature, that now I am going to share. That these five elements of nature, we have to make friendship with them. Friendship in the sense that usually in this world also, the friendship takes place between two persons when there is some common sanskar, common things, isn't it? And if those, due to that common sanskar, those two persons come nearer to each other and they are having a better understanding. Similarly, if I want that I should be able to leave my body in the end, not due to any natural calamity or other calamity, but due to my own wish, then I have to make friendship with these basic elements so that neither the earthquake, nor the flood, nor famine, they are not able to take me away from, they are not able to responsible for my death. Suppose suddenly the earthquake comes, this building falls, and this roof falls, and at that time you see the last moment when everywhere there is cry, the situation will be entirely different. I may not be able to remember Baba, and within no time if I leave the body, due to falling of this one, the cement, concrete structure, iron and all that, then accordingly the next birth will be there. So making friendship means, assures us that this element will not be responsible for my death. Say flood, the whole water comes suddenly. Tsunami came, you see, we all know. Within no time it has taken a toll of lakhs of people. If I want to conquer this water element, then what is required? That my sanskar, they tally with the sanskar of water. The qualities of waters. What is the main quality of water? Coolness. And other thing? Yes, coolness, flexibility. You see, if the water is taken in this glass, it has taken the form of the glass. If it is taken in the bucket, it will take that form. Whatever the shape of the utensil, accordingly the water will take. It is so much flexible. Similarly, if I am also flexible in my nature, not stubborn, flexibility is there if I am able to adjust in all the situations in my life, then as I have inculcated the sanskar of water, the quality of water, then water will never be able, because I have made friendship with water. Similarly, the coolness. If the coolness, water's basic quality is coolness, even if it is put on the hot plate or if it is boiling, automatically it comes to its natural one once it is put away from the fire. Similarly, if suppose due to any situation I am just not in my original sanskar, suppose, but it must not last longer. Within no time or very less time, I must come back to my original situation of peace, calmness, quietness. Water always finds its way, you see. If the water is flowing, then even big boulders come to its way, water will make its way. It will not stop. It will make its way and it will continue to flow. Similarly, in my life, if some situation, some circumstances come, I must not stop anywhere. I must continue to move ahead in my life. The water. this. What else? Different qualities of water. If water stops, actually we can check ourselves. If water stops, then mosquitoes and some other things, they generate sometimes bad smell also starts coming. So in my soul also, if suppose some jealousy, hatred or ego or something is there, these are the insects which shows that somewhere I have stopped moving ahead in my life. That is why these insects, they are generating and giving the bad smell. Means it is, when these things are there, the person will not be liked by others, though they may not say, but he or she will not be liked. So I have to make friendship with water. Means all the qualities of water, if I inculcate, then it means I have made friendship with water. And a friend doesn't take the life of a friend, always he saves the life of a friend, and water will not be able to take my life. And I will always be safe, whatever the tsunami or flood or whatever comes, automatically, because Baba has said that whenever any such situation comes, then automatically your foot will be moving in a direction which is a safe direction. I have seen in India number of times, I can give you number of examples, when our sister, the whole earthquake was coming and everybody was running, and usually sisters, they are in Bhuj, Kutch Bhuj earthquake came, and they were on the third floor, and when everybody was running, usually they were using one set of staircase, but that particular moment they started, their foot automatically went to other set and they came down from that one. In the meantime, the other which they were regularly using, that collapsed. This is one simple example. In Bhopal gas tragedy, in Latur earthquake, in Odisha cyclone, I am able to give you, and we all must have heard something about Ram Prakash also in Twin Towers, isn't it? So you see, Baba will be touching at the right moment, right path, keep move. Though I may think, oh, these are my thoughts, but actually they will be governed by Baba. And when, how, if I have made friendship with these elements. Similarly, if suppose earthquake comes, what is the basic quality of earth? The mother earth? Yes?
Sustaining.
Okay, right, very right. And tolerance, data means giver. Mother Earth sustains us, very rightly. Always a giver. You put simply one seed, the whole tree will come and thousands of seeds will be there. Giver. And that is why today also I think Baba has said in the Murli, always go on giving. Kisi ko, give somebody mukti, another one jivan mukti or whatever, but you must always go on giving and giving and giving. Giving doesn't involve only the physical things, but these subtle things also. So if I am a giver, always, whomsoever I meet, everybody should feel I got something. Some qualities, some points of the knowledge, some vibrations, good vibrations, like that. So if I am a giver, it means I am inculcating the qualities of the earth. So whatever intensity, Richter scale, it may be even 9, but I will be safe. Because I have inculcated the qualities of earth. Sand shield, tolerance. The mother earth is having so much tolerance also. So in our life, I have to see whether these qualities and whether I am inculcating these one. Similarly, the qualities with all the 5 basic elements, there are different. What else are the qualities with the Mother Earth? It is a giver, it is
tolerance is there, and yes, it is bearing the load of the whole of the human beings. Like that, whatever, let everybody feels that I am having so much power, what Baba says, power to samane ki shakti, in Hindi we say, samana means whatever we say. That if suppose you tell me something, I keep it with myself. I don't go on telling to others. If then everybody will be having that type of feeling, he is my elder. Yes. Power to merge also you can say, and power to adjust or accommodation, but that is also not, that is a flexibility. But whatever it is, means that I also don't go on telling to others, which is usually the nature of human beings. So, this is also the Mother Earth. Similarly, what else does, when the cyclone comes, because earthquake, flood and cyclone, they will be mainly responsible for cleaning the earth. The super cyclones that, whether in Katrina or Rita and like that, so many they are going to come now, because I am basically a meteorologist also. My M.Tech was in meteorology. And so many, you see, low pressure zones, etc., the situations are developing like that, and I don't know how far it is correct, but in one supplement newspaper, I am having that this Katrina was man-made. I don't know whether you have read or not. In Japan, some Yakuba, someone is there, and that is generated by a very big electromagnetic generator, some low pressure zones, then how the whole page supplement is there. How far it is correct, we don't know. But if it is correct, suppose, then the nature also has come in the hand of human being, and they are going to play with it. Even otherwise also, Baba has said that nature is going to play its own role for cleaning the whole earth. So, this one, cyclones, air. So, I am not affected by cyclone. What are the quality of this air, wind? What are the qualities? Very light, yes. It takes everything away. So, we have to be light also, very light. If suppose the situation is there which is making me heavy, somebody's, you see, the nature, human being, nature is like that, or some situations are like that. But I have to see that I remain light. And if one is light, we will always be moving up and up. The things, light things always go higher and higher. Udte raho aur udate raho, there is one song in Hindi also. Be light, don't be heavy. Usually in some discussion, if somebody speaks some of the harsh word or some situation is like that, then one becomes heavy. So be light. And if we are light, then as I have inculcated the quality of air. What else? In air also, it spread fragrance also, it spreads bad smell, whatever it is there in the air. So if suppose I am quite powerful, I spread the fragrance of my divine virtues, divine qualities, then this air will help me taking my spiritual vibrations and fragrance to all the souls of the earth. The air, different qualities. You also go on thinking, what are different qualities? And Baba, we used to see that how Baba used to practice it, and how Baba's light body was very light. Even at that age, Baba used to walk. We had to practically run with Baba. And Baba of 93 years of age, 92 years, he used to walk so fast. Because if the soul is also powerful, then of course some karmic account settlement, that is always there. But Baba, I have seen, even at that age, Baba used to go to the hilltops,
without anything. Baba was not having these spectacles, nor lathi, nor, and we are having at the early age, since early age. You see, huh? So, healthy, it is said, though healthy body possesses healthy mind, but in fact it is seen that if the healthy mind possesses a healthy body also. This. So, if I make friendship with these basic elements, similarly sun, heat waves, that is also going to take a very heavy toll, because the weather is changing completely. And I am being an engineer, scientist, greenhouse effect, you all know about these things, the environmental degradation, it is taking place everywhere. And a few days back there was a report from the scientists of the world, United Nations published it, that if the present rate continued of environmental degradation, then probably much before the end of this century, the polar ice is going to melt. There will be no cap, polar cap on the north poles. And sea surface will rise. And what Baba is seeing, has seen actually, and Baba is saying, that all the big cities like Bombay and other cities, they are near the seashore, they are going to be submerged. That the same thing now scientists are telling. And they are telling because this polar ice is melting, and as a matter of fact, you see, this polar ice is melting. Why for? Because heat is increasing in the environment. And why heat is increasing? Because population is increasing. Because human being and the plants, they are complementary to each other. We take oxygen, give out carbon dioxide. Plants, they take carbon dioxide, give back oxygen. And accordingly, the circle moves. But during the last, actually, more than half century or so, the industrial revolution throughout the world and population explosion is bringing such a situation, human population is increasing, and to meet the human needs, forests are being cut. So this imbalance is taking place, lesser and lesser forests and more population. So more oxygen intake and lesser, more carbon dioxide accumulation in the environment, because population is increasing. And carbon dioxide is having a quality that it retains heat. And when the heat is retained, so accordingly the polar ice will be melting. So Baba has seen it, this thing in divine vision, as early as in 1936, that all the big cities, the flood and earthquake and this famine, etc., they are coming and everybody is crying. Situation is changing, but nobody was knowing the reasons. But now the very things is being explained by the scientists of the world, that these are the reason and this is going to take place unless we change the situation. So you see, Baba has seen, similarly, Baba has seen that all the atomic weapon, etc., war, atomic war is taking place, other side communal disturbances, especially in India and at some of the other places. And we are seeing this terrorist activities, none of us must have heard some 20, 25 years back about the terrorist activities. Nothing was there. But because now the world is being divided into haves and have-nots and some other, the hearts are away. Hearts are not nearer to each other, human beings. And so, terrorist activities everywhere. And this is human-induced calamities, terrorists' activities. So likewise, when these disasters fall, we will not be away because we are living in this world. Whether BK or non-BK, everybody has to face the same situation. But we can make ourselves ready for a situation so that whenever the disaster falls, whatever type of disaster, we can face it successfully, and that is possible only when we make our mind strong. We are spiritually strong, self-empowered, then we can face the situation successfully. So, this is the situation which is whether we like or don't like, but situation is definitely going to come. So, it is better. United Nations also has passed a resolution actually. Earlier, to face the disasters, you see, in a disaster different aspects are there. The preparedness, mitigation, then recovery, then relief, like that different phases are there. And most of the world countries, they are having emphasis on the relief works. And naturally it is required. Whenever suddenly the earthquake comes, the relief material, the life-saving things are required. But now, United Nations has passed a resolution, not now, a few years back, that our emphasis should be on the preparedness. And if on the preparedness our emphasis is there, then because natural calamity will fall whether we like or not, and we can't do anything. There is no earlier indication. Even if indication is there, if the preparedness, and that we all have seen in the case of this recently, Rita, isn't it? The same in Katrina, some preparedness was not there, so many calamities. But for the Rita, the meteorological department announced everybody was prepared, so the manpower loss was not there. We all know. So this is on the physical line. So what is required is the preparedness, not only on the physical plane, but on the mental plane also. So what Baba emphasizes, preparedness on the mental level at one. And if the mental level preparedness is there, then whatever situation comes, we can face it successfully. So now, this is one of the aspect in this one, and spiritually empowering ourselves. And that what we have seen Baba ko, that Baba when he left his body, and at that time, but still the last day, Baba's face was shining, and if I make myself also ready for this situation, then antmate sogadebe. It is said that when a person dies, his two things changes. What are those two things? The dress and address. Very simple to remember. So a person dies, the dress is this body. It is our dress. A person dies. And address also, we don't know where the soul has gone, where he has taken the rebirth. So when we have to die, whether I like or not, we have to leave this body. So I have to change this dress and address, isn't it? So better to get myself ready, prepared for changing this dress and address. And if a practice is there, it is said that practice makes the man perfect. If practice of anything is there, that help us in the final show. So Baba, what Baba has said for dress and address, you remember a few years back, Baba said that throughout the day, five times, you have to make this practice, five places. Means, how we were there in the original stage, in Paramdham, in the soul world, what was my dress and address? We know, there was no dress and address, Paramdham. Then when we come to golden age, what was our dress and address? So accordingly, throughout the day, mentally go on, oh, that was my dress and address, Satyog. Then come back to, then after this golden and silver age, then come to the copper age. At that time, oh, I am deity, I am in the temple, people's lines are there before me, they are worshipping me, like that. That is another dress, and my address is in the temple. Similarly, like that, in this Iron Age, this Sangam Yuga, what is my dress and address? That white, and Yes, I mean this Sangam Yuga, Baba has said that. All the qualities of Sangam Yuga, this bring to your mind. Then Farishta stage, the last, the beyond the body, light stage, our. And again go back to soul worlds. So like that, having an experience of changing the dress and address, throughout the day, number of times, will give me so much power, will actually empower me to change this so frequently. So whenever the time comes, the need is there, immediately I will be able to change the dress and address. I will no more remain in the body. I will no more remain in this world. Mentally I will be away. Physically I may be here only. But mentally I will be so much away that if something happens to the body, the soul will not be having that effect. Because I am away already. So that what Baba wants us to have, that type of practice. And Baba was having, Baba was really doing that practice. I have seen number of times that Baba used to spare some time, and some of the time I just got up in the midnight, 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and I went out. I saw that Baba is just in his room or walking on the courtyard and simply was remembering Shiv Baba, so much powerful. Baba's eyes were having, just these two eyes were as the two very high powered bulbs, and just light is radiating out of that one. So Baba actually became Karmatit, not due to, because it was chariot of Shiv Baba, but Baba also had to settle the his karmic account. Because in Murli also you must have heard, Baba used to say, "Oh Baba, I am having this problem, at least take me away from this problem." Then what Shiv Baba used to say? This is your karmic account, you have to settle. So when there is no concession to even Brahma Baba, whether I or you can expect any concession? We have to settle our own accounts. So making friendship with these basic elements will guide us in the situation of disasters. That is the holistic perspective of disaster management. Because we can't manage, because all the disasters will come at a time. How you will be able to manage? Suddenly you see a few days back in Pakistan it has come. Around some 35,000 people died. Like that, when it is coming number of places, because I have in my, when I was studying engineering, the earthquake science, there, so far, till after even 40 years, nobody can forecast about earthquakes, you see. But one basic thing is that even when tsunami came, you must have read that not a single animal died. It was said by recently one management guru came, Deepak Chopra, I think Deepak Chopra or what is it? He came here and he told ki nowhere, not a single animal. Why? Because, animal, they are having the sense, they are more in harmony with nature. So they always get this prior information and immediately they went to distant places. Whether the herd, the elephants and horses and other, not a single element died. They went away. We human beings are not in harmony with nature. But animals, they are in more in harmony. So what is required is, more in harmony with nature means, with these nature's five elements, we make friendship, we are more in harmony with them, then we are going to get the all the help from these elements, which are the reason of destructions. We are going to get help from this one. Vedanti, when you know, and we also performed. I belong to scientist and engineers wing, and once Vedanti then said that they performed the experiment in near seashore, and we were inspired. So I will tell you, we took out a few years back, about 7 years back, environmental awareness campaign. So though about 7 campaigns they have been taken out to bring the environmental awareness in the masses. So in Kerala we were passing through, and in the city which was situated near the seashore. So after doing all the surveys and after night sleep, we made the program that tomorrow early morning we will go to the seashore and do our morning meditation there. So we were about 15 fellows belonging to scientists and engineers group, and some 10-15 brothers and sisters of the center, and early morning, 3:45, we reached to the seashore. And quite a distance apart, sea was very calm and quiet, and long distance we sat on the sand with, and performed meditation, but with one aim. Because during that period, Avyakt Bab Dada was here in Madhuban, and Baba's Murli was there, that you can give vibration to these elements, to the water, to earth and like that, and to that one, they are your servants. Though in this Kali Yuga we have become their slaves, but actually they are our creations. We are the masters. And so you can guide them as per your desires. At that time, if you go through also these Murlis of 95, you may get somewhere this one. And that experiments we performed there. We sat there and water was very calm, no waves, etc. And then, and we were sitting quite distance apart, that if our vibrations, they are going and reaching to this water, then since the water is our slave, we are the masters, then it must come and touch our feet. You see, with this, just performing, just from 4 o'clock till 5 o'clock, nothing happened. 4:15, 4:30, 4:45, 4:50, nothing happened. And just after 2-3 minutes, we were going to close the show. Then we don't know, suddenly from where a big wave came, and that water came and touched all of our feet and there. So Baba sees that our children, they are not disheartened also. We don't know, there was no, the sea was very calm and quiet. But suddenly one wave came and immediately, and that encouraged us also. So it shows the other way, that our vibrations, they are reaching, provided we give our vibrations to them. Purify these elements. So we must spare some time for this one, sitting and calm and quiet. If mountains are there, near the mountains, and send our vibe. It is our own earning, you see. Nothing. Yoga, if we are performing, practicing yoga, we are purifying ourselves. But these vibrations we are sending in the environment to all the elements. And these are going to help us in the end. They will help us beyond our expectations. So that is what is required in the, during the disaster period. And before that, this is the mental preparation, what is required for the disaster. Oh, sky, ether. Okay, yes. Very important, ether. What is the quality of ether, you see? Yes? Unlimited, isn't it? Unlimited. The whole world is having one sky and unlimited. What does this show? How we are utilizing this now, today, in our day-to-day life? Yes, we are the sending the satellites there, and through the help of satellite, we are able to communicate within no time.
So communication, video, audio, whatever. So, but the tragedy is that though this communication we are doing, but we are not even having a very good communication under one roof if the persons are residing. You see, very close, not heart-to-heart communication, though we are able to talk to persons sitting thousands of miles away. So this teaches us that I have to be unlimited. Means my heart has to be broader so that I can accumulate, as I was telling you, others' weaknesses. Human nature is like that, that we see the other's weakness very early and we see only our quality and others' weaknesses come to our mind. So this ether shows us that be very broad-minded, broad-hearted, so that you are able to accommodate others' weaknesses. You are not affected by their weaknesses and consume that, adjust those things in your heart. And with that one, what will happen? That in the end, you see, whatever the destructive elements, they are coming from the upside, the sky side, you see. Missiles, rockets, bombs, etc. They will come from the upside, huh? They are not going to affect you. Because if I have inculcated the quality of the ether, the broad-mindedness, broadness, and very, you see, loving attitude towards the other. So, this is what is required, and Baba's Murli also says these things. Broad-mindedness and always the attitude of giving. Always. What other qualities are there? Very big, huh? Very broad. And communication. My communication should also be like this, that everybody loves me. My words, my thoughts, my actions, my vibrations are like that, that my communication, you see, body also conveys, body language is also there. That also conveys. So that what Baba says in divine language, be duties. Your walking, your talking, your speaking should always be like duty. And that is what is actually interpreted in the form of this ether, broadness, wideness. Isn't it? And we will be saved from the things coming from the sky, that side. I think all the five elements are covered. Huh? Fire, huh? Yes. What is fire? Yes. What is the symbol of fire in the nature? Sun. Isn't it? Yes. Symbol of fire in the nature. What is the quality of fire? In general, not sun, otherwise also heat. Yes. What ultimately it does? Basic thing, quality of fire is it changes the shape of the thing which is put in it. This is one of the things. So, Baba also says yoga is bhatti, the fire. And whomsoever comes and come in contact with this fire, suppose I am yogi, and if the person, peaceless person come, he goes back with all the peace. He comes with the tears, he goes with a smiling face. He comes very unhappy person, goes back with the, his, this is changed completely. And I will be able to change it only if I am having this yoga fire with me. So that whomsoever comes in my contact, through my drishti, through my vibrations, he goes back completely reformed, completely changed persons. This is the quality of fire. And how it will happen? Because the quality of sun is there. If you are having your face towards the sun, then your shadow will be in the back.
And if my back is there towards the light sun, then shadow will be guiding me. Isn't it? So this is chaya. In India it is said chaya. Shadow means, chaya means our weaknesses, maya, weaknesses. So if my face is towards Baba, the Gyan Surya, the sun of knowledge, Shiv Baba, then all my weakness will remain in the back. They will not guide me. I will be going ahead and my weaknesses will remain in the back. But if at such some moment my back is towards Baba, then my weaknesses will be guiding me. The shadow will be moving ahead, I will be moving behind the shadow. That we have to see, it does not happen. My face, I am never with my back to the Baba. When we forget Baba, then it is as good as my back is towards the Baba. So then my weaknesses, they guide me and we are somewhat affected by our weaknesses. So these five elements actually, they teaches us a number of things in life. And that is why if I am in harmony with nature, otherwise also you see our body is made of these five elements. And the soul is not in harmony with the body. I feel that, oh, I should not be anger. I should be away from the anger. But the body does this anger. I become, means it is reflected through my words or through my speech or actions. Though we read, we know just physically, smoking is injurious to health, cigarette smoking. And we feel, oh, I will not smoke now. But, Lokic word, worldly people, but then the body is having an urge and the people smoke. So what it means that the soul is not in harmony with this body. Means body means these five elements. And that is why soul thinks, every day we think, oh, I will do this, I will practice this. But after some time we forget and then we are not able to practice those things. So soul is not in complete harmony with this nature, body elements. So what is required? If once the soul is in harmony with this element, basic element, then everything will be fine, victorious, we will be victorious, and all type of disasters we will face successfully. Okay? Om Shanti, Om Shanti. Any questions? Well, Baba has said one thing, that the life exists only on this earth. So whether on other planet anything happens or doesn't happen, it doesn't going to make any difference. They will add to the transformation of the earth. Means they will bring some sort of destructions. If meteorites fall, some comets, etc., they will add to our miseries, so-called, and the transformation will be little faster. But the life doesn't exist there, as Baba. And moreover, science has also not been able to prove that the life is there, though they are trying to find out. But so far, the life has not been found anywhere except Earth. Isn't it? Okay?